Add that sexual harassment protection is covered not only by the Labour Code but also Equal Treatment Act, which means that not only persons working under labour contract but people working under a civil law contract are legally protected against sexual harassment. Also women working in the army, police officers, etc. So anyone who is not covered by Labour Code is covered by the Equal Treatment Act. Under Labour Code, employers are obliged to prevent discrimination, including sexual harassment. So, in example, they are obliged to provide training or implement anti-discrimination procedures which let employees file a complaint. When it comes to this official number of complaints on sexual harassment, I would like to add that we are at the Minister, together with the Minister of Equality, of course, are well aware of the fact that when it comes to sexual harassment, we're facing under-reporting. Those complaints which were under consideration of the labor inspection, I can also imagine that maybe many employers are relying on those procedures implemented by themselves. So that's why they are also seeing this problem as a word against the word problem. But it is important to highlight that under Equal Treatment Act and under Labour Code, of course, the burden of proof during court procedure is shifted. So it means that even if it's only words against the word and the a victim of sexual harassment is looking for legal protection at the court, it is the obligation of the perpetrator to prove that sexual harassment did not take place. So it is a legal remedy, very effective and very focused on the rights of the victims of sexual harassment. Addressing the question on gender pay gap and all those tasks in the National Programme for Equal Treatment. The National Programme for Equal Treatment is actually introducing new mechanism in order to monitor and close gender pay gap. Those tasks covered by the National Programme, the Ministry of Labour and Ministry for Equality are both responsible for implementing those tasks, although it's important to remember that the programme is actually ending in 2030. So the truth is that it's still work in progress, but important progress is that the European Union Directive on Gender Pay Gap was recently adopted, and Poland has also 2 years deadline to implement this directive, and Polish government is very committed to implement this directive properly and meaning introduce a new mechanism in order to close the gender pay gap. Thank you.
Thank you, and now the questions will be answered by the representative of Ministry of Family, Labour and Social Policy, the Department of Social Security.
Good afternoon, my name is Patrycja Szczypka-Baran. I'm from Department of Social Insurance in Ministry of Family, Labour and Social Policy.